My text tonight is found in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1. Proverbs 20 and 1 says, "Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." Mockery is the act of laughing at in contempt, treating with scorn, or ridiculing by mimicking the words or actions of another. I don't have a problem with good-natured teasing, enjoying laughing together, laughing with each other, at each other. But there's something about mockery that has a sting to it. There's some cruelty to mockery. And the Word of God tells us that wine is a mocker. There is something about it that will bring a sting into your life. When I was a boy, one of the schools that I attended was the oil company school in Libya. And that school was truly an international school. There were people there from Canada, U.S., South America, various countries in Europe, Asia, Far East, Middle East, and Africa. When I was there, I met a lot of different students, different nationalities, and I heard a lot of different accents, and I really loved mimicking foreign accents. There was a boy there named Ayman Khandour. He was Lebanese, and he was a tall boy. Ayman wore thick glasses, big black frames. He was awkward. He was probably a little clumsy. And I used to go up to Ayman Khandour, and I would call him by his name, and he would smile. But I would exaggerate the Arabic pronunciation of his name. And I noticed there came a point that he looked a little confused, and his smile faded. Well, one day, Ayman came up to me, and he said in his strong Arabic accent, "I know why you call me," and then he pronounced his name the way that I did. He said, "It's because you're a Christian and I'm a Muslim." I tell you, that struck me at my heart. It about left me speechless. And I told him no, but he was convinced. And part of what got me is at that time in my life, I was unworthy of the name Christian. And here this man was blaming someone supposedly that was a Christian for the mockery that he was the victim of. Another thing that made me feel bad was he had done nothing to deserve it. Mockery is cruel, isn't it? It seems like those that are vulnerable to mockery feel a sting. I will tell you that wine will make you vulnerable. It will open you up to a hurt, but the sting isn't just to the victim. The sting also happens to the person that is doing the mocking. I felt so bad about that. Well, all things in this life come to an end. And the day was approaching that would be my last day at the oil company school. We were going to move back to the States. And it was on my heart. I finally mustered the courage to go to Ayman, and I apologized to him. He was gracious enough to accept that. But I still regret that to this day. There is something cruel about mockery. I'd like to read in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 20. "Those who drink wine open themselves up to mockery, to cruelty." Genesis chapter 9 and verse 20. Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." A curse came from this situation. And the son that committed this act was the father of Canaan. Canaan is the place where the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were located. It was the descendants of Ham that populated this city that became the example for the epitome of wickedness. A curse. Well, do you suppose had Moses never become drunk, this curse would not have been placed on his descendants? Let me tell you something about wine. It's cruel. There is a curse that comes. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I'd like to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 7. They that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. There is something about being drunk that makes you vulnerable, that opens you up to harm, that causes you to do things that later you regret. And they that are drunken are drunken at a time that they are vulnerable. Wine is a mocker. Verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. They that are drunken are drunken in the night. At times when they are vulnerable. There have been people that have been drunk and gone to sleep on the railroad tracks. There have been people that have been drunk and done many things that have damaged either themselves or other people. It opens them up to being robbed when they're drunk. Don't have a clue, and they're being robbed of some great valuable things. There are people that have been drunk and have been physically abused, and that's a life-changing event. Let me tell you something tonight. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. It's not just those who are drunken that become the victims sometimes. Sometimes other people suffer from it as well. I'd like to turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 29. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without a cause? Who hath redness of eyes? This sounds like a bar room to me. They that tarry long at the wine, and they that go to seek mixed wine. Drive down the highway and you can see billboards, beer advertisements, and maybe they portray young people full of vitality. Beautiful young people. Looks like they're having a wonderful time. In fact, it looks like all you have to do is get a beer in your hand and life is just hilarious. nonstop party. Wine is a mocker. I believe they're showing the wrong pictures on those billboards. I believe they ought to be showing crushed vehicles in which the entire family died due to drunk drivers. I believe they ought to show a line of homeless people down here at the Jesus House in Oklahoma City on Christmas Day lined up hoping for a little food to eat. Wine is a mocker, folks. There's something a lot deeper than the billboard, the glamour, the fun, the excitement. There's something a lot deeper than that. It will mock you. There is a sting coming. I think that they ought to be showing pictures of battered women. Faces bruised, swollen, the hurting children. There's more to it than a moment of fun. Alcohol causes the pancreas to produce toxic substances that can eventually lead to pancreatitis, a dangerous inflammation and swelling of the blood vessels in the pancreas that prevents proper digestion. Drinking a lot over a long time or too much on a single occasion can damage the heart, causing problems including irregular heartbeat, stroke, high blood pressure. Binge drinking can result in brain damage. Drinking is glamorous, isn't it? It's fun. It's exciting. Alcohol has been linked to cancers of the mouth, lung infections, liver disease, stomach ulcers, and a number of other illnesses, not to mention family and financial problems. Alcohol often plays a role in crime scenes. Where did the fun go? Wine is a mocker, isn't it? Verse 33 says, "Thine eyes shall behold strange women." You suppose any of these strange women have diseases? Do you suppose any of these strange women have something other than your best interest in mind? There's something about wine that will mock you and cause you to lose good judgment. This sounds like a bar room to me. "Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things." Did you know that this type of lifestyle can help destroy your marriage? Can help destroy your health, your financial future. Wine is a mocker. Verse 34, "Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again." Wine is causing me all these problems. I feel stricken. I feel beaten. I don't know when I'm going to wake up. And yet, I will seek it again. Sad, isn't it? There's something powerful about it. There's something that will captivate you and end up mocking you. Do you think there have been folks that have been drunk and later realized what they did during their drunkenness and felt humiliated? Memories that years will not erase. "Yet I will seek it again." Just give me one more and one more. Just can't wait till the weekend. Just give me my paycheck and let that thing mock me one more time. "Yet I will seek it again." 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. May I translate this into modern English? Nor homosexuals. Neither thieves, nor covetous, nor, notice this, drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This next verse is one of the most beautiful in the Bible. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified. Isn't it beautiful that the Lord can salvage the most desperate life of sin and justify and sanctify and wash and clean us up and give us a new opportunity in life and deliver us from the addictions? Isn't that a beautiful passage of Scripture? You know what the gospel is? It's good news. And I find that to be good news tonight. When someone gives up that kind of lifestyle, and I've seen it, giving it up and become a new creature in Christ. Oh, how beautiful. And such were some of you. Some of you were mocked. Some of you were humiliated. Iman at first smiled at me. He thought I was being friendly. And then later he realized, oh, he's not being my friend. You know, wine will do the same thing to you. I'm your friend. I can make you feel good. You'll have a good time. You'll be accepted by your friends. And then you start to realize, wine mocked me. Wine wasn't my friend after all. But such were some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't let wine consume you. Don't let it bring you under its intoxicating influence. But instead, be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Quite a few years ago, we lived in Los Angeles, and we stopped at a gas station. A man approached me looking for some money. His clothes looked awful. I think he had an addiction problem. And he reached his hand toward me for some money. And I looked at his hand. It looked like he never washed it. It was filthy. I was stunned. I was shocked. I didn't want him to know it, but I did not want to touch that man's hand. You know, there may have been a day that that man had a good job. There may have been a day that he had a beautiful wife and children and a nice home. But let me tell you something. Wine is a mocker. Just a little drink with the boys. Just a little socializing. Just a little bit of being accepted. Having a little bit of fun. What's wrong with a little fun? But wine will mock so many people. Faith Publishing published a tract with an illustration that stayed with me. The tract was entitled The Power of Habit. Showed a string. When you first begin a habit, it's easy to break. But it showed this string as you go along the length, it became a cord. And the cord became a rope. And then eventually that rope became a chain. That's a part of the mockery of wine. It becomes an addictive power that it takes the grace of God to break and to set you free. It's much better to never get involved. Someone at work told me, I drink every weekend. We were out on the production floor. And I said, I'm sorry. And I let him know I had never had beer in my life. And somebody else overheard that and said, you don't know what you're missing. I said, oh yes, I'm missing destroying my liver. I'm missing the hangover, the headache. Listen, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. I want to tell you that sin is like wine. Yes, sin will give you some pleasure, but sin is also intoxicating. Sin will cause you to lose your good judgment. It will cause you to do things that inflict harm to yourself and to others. You'll be staggering along in life's pathway. You'll be tipsy when you partake of sin. Sin is addictive, just like wine. And I want to tell you, sin is a mocker. And then eventually comes the sting. I want to tell you that movies can provide you some pleasure. That they are intoxicating. That they are addictive. And eventually you'll experience the sting. It is a world of corruption. And no matter how innocent the movie is that you're starting with, it gives you an appetite for more and more and more. And you find yourself watching things that are more and more corrupt and violent and sensual and explicit. I want to tell you, sin is a mocker. It's going to sting you someday. It's not good-natured laughing. There is something deep and biting about it. Sin can bring you some pleasure. I was reminded of the song that says, you may barter your hope of eternity's morn for a moment of joy at the most, for the glitter of sin and the things it will win. Have you counted the cost? Yes, there is a moment of sin, of pleasure in sin. But it says a moment. At most. I'd like to read in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 18. Matthew 13 and 18, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Verse 22, he that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. The care of this world can be intoxicating. I want to speak to the fathers tonight. As fathers, as men, being the providers for the family, it can be very easy to get so caught up in the cares of this life that we neglect our own families. I speak this acknowledging my own need. The cares of life can be intoxicating. And someday you can wake up and realize I missed my opportunities in life. A thought that has been strongly on my mind in recent time is that people are more important than things. There are some times that I'm working and I'm thinking there are people in the other room. And what is it I am doing? Why am I here working on something, the cares of life, and there are people? And time is going by. A songwriter conveyed this thought. This is a worldly song, but I want to share the words of a song with you. My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was walking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad, you know. I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And he said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be like him. Well, he came home from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'm feeling like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure been nice talking to you, Dad. It's sure been nice talking to you. As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he had grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue, and the man on the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad. We're going to have a good time then. I want to tell you the cares of life can be intoxicating. The cares of life can be a mocker. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Let's turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke 15 and 11. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. Wasted his substance. Now, son, here's your living. Here's your inheritance. Take it, son. Use it wisely. Invest wisely. Save up money for the rainy day, son. I want to see you doing well in life. But it says he went into a far country and wasted his substance. Did you know wine is a mocker? Oh, it feels so good. The party's going loud. Excitement. Fun. But then the mockery sets in. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. The Scripture says that whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I think this young man was a perfect example. He went into the far country and he spent all. He wasted his substance. And there was a famine coming. There was a time that he was going to need that inheritance. You know, there will come hard times in your life. There will come times when you need that rock that Brother Philip was talking about earlier in the service. There will come times that you need to be able to pull out of your spiritual bank account. But if you go and squander it on the wine of this world and the wine of sin, oh, it'll come back to mock you. And you'll discover that wine was not your friend. There have been men that have had so much in life going for them and lost it all. Maybe drug addiction, maybe alcohol, whatever it may be. Other types of addictions, internet problems, and lost the family, lost out in life. Whosoever is deceived by the wine of this world is not wise. Back to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs 23 and verse 31. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. At the last. In Ecclesiastes, it says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. It's much better to know how something is going to end up than it is to know how it starts out. Especially if it has to do with your marriage. If it has to do with your happiness in life. If it has to do with your eternal soul. Wouldn't you much rather know how it's going to end up than to have a big, exciting time at the beginning? Wouldn't you rather build a foundation for a marriage that is solid and still be married when you're old than to build on sand and to build on passion and to build on entertainments and have that thing crumble and make shipwreck in life? I want to tell you, the wine of this world is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. But there's someone that doesn't want you to think about the end, and that's the enemy of your eternal soul. He doesn't want you to see the billboards that really ought to be out there. The crushed cars, the injured people, the man sleeping on the street. On our most recent trip to Honduras, we saw a beggar on the sidewalk. This man might have been 22 years old. Sores, filthy. The stench of him, you could smell it feet away. You could smell a real stench. Pitiful condition. Probably an addiction. I tell you, wine is a mocker. It will hurt you. It will come back to sting you. Any type of sinful addiction is going to sting you bad. In fact, sin itself will do it. Satan does not want you to think about your end. He wants you to see that billboard of the young people so excited and having a blast. Everything's hilarious all the time. Never a down day. Never a rain cloud in the sky. That's the kind of picture Satan will paint to you. But wine is a mocker. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners that delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, I want to tell you, there is a sting in the wine of sin. There's coming a time that your destruction is coming as a whirlwind. There's coming a time that you won't feel the party mood anymore. You're going to feel distress. You're going to feel anguish. The sting of sin will surely find its place. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Then shall they seek me early, but they shall not find me. Oh, sin is a mocker. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You ever see a saint couple that's been married for 40 years, happy together, house full of grandchildren, looking forward to going to heaven, built on a solid foundation? Have you ever seen folks that chose other way? Heartache, divorce, shipwreck, grandchildren out in serious trouble, if they even have any? Oh, Lord, help us to see tonight what a mocker sin is. How it will come back and laugh at our calamities. I want to tell you tonight, there's a great friend that won't laugh at you if you'll choose him as your friend. He'll be sincere to you. He'll be faithful to you. He'll be there for you in your distress and anguish. And tonight, He's ready to wash you, to sanctify you, to give you another opportunity. The devil doesn't want you to see the end. At the last, it stingeth like an adder. He doesn't want you to see that. I have imagined that final moment, and I'd like for you, everyone here tonight, let's fast forward in time. Every one of us here tonight has a final moment. In that final moment, what will it be like? For the saints, oh, what joy. Homecoming. Angels coming to carry me home. Peace at last, rest. But for the sinner, the mockery will be there. You see, the wine of sin is a mocker. And I want you to hear tonight demonic laughter of the mockery of Satan as he comes to receive his own. Tonight, maybe the world has had too much of a pull on you. Maybe you feel drawn by the wine of sin tonight. And you just want to be stronger. Tonight would be a good night to pray, wouldn't it? It'd be a good night to say, Lord, keep me from the evil of this world. Or maybe you have slipped into a failure, into sin, and you've discovered the sting. Tonight would be a good night to start all over. To not let that final sting get you, to accept that best friend that will help you through every problem in life. I want to invite you tonight. Would you like to pray? Wouldn't you like to go through life having the happiest life you can possibly have? Maybe we can have a song. May God bless each one.